Another mahalach to understand the kesher between tetzaver as a hakdama to the parshas kisisa to the chet ha'egel. Also another mahalach to understand the kesher between the beginning of the parsha and the end of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha is the shemen zay zoch, and the end of the parsha is the parsha of ketores. And also the last pasuk, the pasuk of Yom Kippur. And why Taka wasn't the Mizbech HaKtoires born in the last week's parsha, with the other Mizbech and with the other Kilei HaMishkon. The Medrash says that why is Klal Yisrael's Nimshal to Zayis, and why is Klal Yisrael Nimshal to Zayis? So the Medrash says a Peldik Azach. All mashkins, liquids mix. Or the next medrash. Is a tachtam, is a elyon. Avol shemen afila to ma'arav bechol mashkin shemoilam. Who nosun lemaala mehem. Shemen always rises to the top. Kach Yisrael b'shar shem oisrim ritzoyin shal mokim mitzovim l'mala min ha'akum. Pashas tetzave, the whole inyan of shemen zay zoch kosis lamor is bringing out the mile of Klal Yisrael, is bringing out the clarity, is bringing out the purity of Klal Yisrael. Zoch, says Rashi, b'lish shmarim. First Rashi of the parish. Has to be b'lish shmarim. Klal Yisrael is be'etzim pure. Kosis, sometimes the Rabbein Shalom has to crush, sometimes the Rabbein Shalom has to kvetch, it has to squeeze. Aber be'etzim, even when there is shmarim, the shmarim is not an integral part of the oil. The shmarim you can separate, and then you get the clear oil. Klal Yisrael be'etzem is zach. Klal Yisrael is be'etzem pure without shmarim. Klal Yisrael is tzaf l'malo. Klal Yisrael is be'etzem a nation that's naturally oimed l'malo, just like shemen is oimed l'malo. And what are we using that oil for here in the parasha l'halas ner tomid? Says Rashi, Shetei Shalemes oilam e'leo. Klal Yisrael has a natural oilam e'leo, has a natural maila that makes them surface to the top and not sink to the bottom. The shmarim perhaps sink to the bottom, but the shmarim are the averus of Klal Yisrael. Even when there's averus and even when there's ra in Klal Yisrael, be'etzem, the shmarim, the ra sinks to the bottom, but be'etzem Klal Yisrael, which is the zayah, which is the shemen, goes all the way to the top. But they're definitely differentiable, and the person can see a clear difference between the yid and the chatoim of the yid. The chatoim of the yid is not the etzim of the yid. The etzim of the yid is the shemen, the zay zoch. And sometimes when he does averas, then there's shmarim, but the shmarim can be separated. This is the whole akdama. Like we said in the last shir, that Parshas Truma is building the Mishkan. Parshas Tetzaveh is functioning of the Mishkan. And the functioning of the Mishkan, the Hakdama to the functioning of the Mishkan is this Nakuda. That Klal Yisrael is be'emes zoch, shemen zay zoch. And the shmarim, the averus, the ra, can be separated. The shemen naturally goes to the top, the shmarim to the bottom. And that's why they can be easily separated. And that's the whole koyach. That's the Hakdama to the functioning of the Mishkan. That's why Klal Yisrael can get rid of that. That's why we can get rid of our averus through korbanos. Goyim can only bring the dam and the dovus. And the Maral explains, he explains like Gabi the Brisbane of Sarim, where Avram Avinu asked the Rabbein Shalom, "Bomo Eida Ki Rishena," say Chazal, "Bomo Eida B'Schus HaKorbanos." And the Maral explains that the Korbanos, the idea of Korbanos is that a Chet by a Yid is not Be'etzem. A Chet of a Yid is like, he doesn't say it, but in the Lashonis that we're using over here, a Chet of a Yid is a Bechina Shmarim. It's not Be'etzem, it's a stain. And therefore it can be washed. A person can put a white shirt with a blue stain in the washing machine, it'll come out clean. You can't put a blue shirt in the washing machine hoping it's going to come out white. The Avera by the Goy, that's him. So therefore you can't clean him in a washing machine. You can't bring up a korban. Aber Yid, the Chet is not Be'etzem. The Yid is Be'etzem Shemen Zay Zoch. The Shmarim can be separated, and the Koyach of Korbanos, which is what the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash is all about, is the idea of separating the Chet from the Yid. And that's why Pashas Tetzaveh, the Hagdama to Pashas Tetzaveh, is Megala this Inyan, Kefi the Medrash, that a Yid is a Bechinas Shemen Zay Zoch. That already explains us the kesher between the parsha of Ketores at the end of the parsha. What we said before, the Ketores is the Chelbana, and the Chelbana is the Reach Ra, it's connected to Rosha with all his Maisim Roim. But when you mitzaref him together, when you bring him into Kedusha, you mitzaref him with a minion, the Gemara says, you should mitzaref Poshe Yisrael. And when you mitzaref him to a min, to a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, so then what happens to him, Motza Min is Minoi, and it's Nisoirer. The Kedusha inside the Yid, and then the Chet falls away, and the Reach Rav, the Chelbana, becomes a Reach Toiv. It's the same Bechina. When did that take place in its full glory? On Yom Kippur, with the Soil Hashem and the Soil HaZazah. Like the Medrash says, V'nasa HaSoir is Kol HaVinosam. Says the Medrash on this Pasuk, V'nasa HaSoir, that's the Soil HaZazel, that's Esav, who was an Ish Soir, was a hairy man. It's Kol HaVinosam, it's Kol HaVin Tam. The Avinus of Yaakov was called an Ish Tam. In other words, the Soil Hashem and the Soil HaZazel. The Mishnah says in Yuma that they had to look the same, and that to cost the same, they have to be the same height. Even if after a year of accumulation of Averis, from Bein Shalom and the Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim looked the same, and therefore they were both standing there in the Mishkan, looking the same, comes along the Hilag Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and is Nisbara that all Al Chatoim were not Be'etzim. V'nosa Hasoris Kol HaVinosim. Klal Yisrael pick up all Al Chatoim that we did throughout the year. And the Kohen Gadol picks up the Chatoim and he throws it onto Esav. The Birur of Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. The Birur of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is the Birur that a Chet of a Yid is not Be'etzim. And you can take the Chet of the Yid and separate it from the Yid. You can take the Shmarim and separate it from the Shemen Zay Zoch. That's the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha. So that's the Kesher between the Menorah, and that's also the Kesher between the Menorah and the Ketores, what we said in the last Shir. Bahalas Aaron Saneris Yaktireno. Bahtova Saneris in the morning Yaktireno. They both bring out the same point. The Menorah is bringing out the Bechina, the Shemen Zay Zoch. The Bechina of the Shalheves is Oyle Me'aleh. The Bechina that naturally Shemen rises to the top. Naturally, a Yid is Lamala. Naturally, the Shalheves is Oyle Me'aleh. A Yid, like the Shemen, rises to the top. The Shalheves that's Oyle Me'aleh is in a manifestation of the Shemen that's lighting that Shalheves. That's naturally Tzaf Lamala and is Oymen Me'aleh. And that's the kesher between the Ketores and the Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Hemshech of the Parsha is Vasisa Big Day Kodesh La'arna Chichal El Chovah Del Seforis. And on all the Big Day Kohuna, on the Big Day Kohuna, which was to bring out the Chovah Del Seforis, the Milo, there he had the names of the 12 Shvatim on the Avnei Achoshen to bring out the Milo of Klal Yisrael. The Big Day Kohuna were manifested and brought out the Milo of Klal Yisrael. Mela, obviously, that's why it's a hachana to Parshas Tetzaveh. Even if they did a Chet HaEgel, and however deep the Chet HaEgel penetrated, it's still Shmarim. It's still Shmarim. After the Chet HaEgel of such Avoinus, Chataim, Klal Yisrael were full of Shmarim, were Shemen with so much Shmarim. But you can still sift it out, you can still take the Shmarim out. That's what's in Nisgala from Tetzaveh. And that's a hamtaka. That's a hamtaka to bring about a mechila v'slicha. That even a chet like avodah zarah, it's not be'etzem, it's not bechet be'etzem. And that's a hamtaka to the chet ha'egel. And that's the kesher of the Parshas Tetzaveh to the story of Purim. The gzeira was out of nishanenim sidosa shel achashverosh. They mingled with the goyim. They interacted with the goyim. The halachas of pasakum, of yayin nesech, bishul akum, in order to keep us away shle yisarvu, and here b'pnei shenenem sadosin shalachashveirosh. Here there was a big kitrug against Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael were misarif, where you couldn't see the difference anymore between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Ummah Sa'ilam. It seemed like from the Suda of Achashverosh, Rachman and Etzlon, that there was mamish a kesher between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Goyim. The Goyim and Klal Yisrael is like shemen with other liquids. Klal Yisrael does not mix. Klal Yisrael does not mix. Shemen is Yisrael. Shemen doesn't mix. You put it with other liquids, the shemen is going to be tzaf. The shemen is going to be tzaf lemala. And here it looked like the shemen wasn't tzaf lemala. It looks like there was a big taruvas going on over here. And that caused the Esther Hamalka, the Heligat Tzadekas Esther Hamalka, Balas Ruach HaKodesh, was taken and had to marry Achashverosh, Harosha. Had to marry the king, the spitz of the Ummah Sa'ilam. Achashverosh was Malach Bekipa. He ruled over the whole world. He was the spitz, he was the lave of all the Amim. And since Klal Yisrael joined with all the Amim, the greatest joining that there is Ish Ve'ishtoi. Besarim Na'ase Echad. Ishtoi Kegufoi. And therefore, that caused that Esther to be taken to Achashverosh. And the taruvas of Klal Yisrael and Ummah Sa'ilam looked closer, Rachman al-Islam, they'd never been before. But here, Esther the Tzadekas was Megala Mordechai Yisod. And this is really the Yisod of Purim. That the Gemara says that Esther Karka Oila Maisa. That there wasn't really a Maisa, she wasn't really a Shutuf in marrying Achashverosh. Esther Karka Oila Maisa. And this Yisod that Esther Karka Oila Maisa is the Yisod that's Mevayer, is the Yisod that's the Yeshua of Purim. Esther Karka Oil Maisah is the Yeshua of Purim. That even if a connection is going to take place that literally binds two bodies together, binds two Bechinas together, of Ishtei Kegufay, of Nasa Besorim Echot, and if that would have happened by Esther, then Rachman Litzlan, that would have been Rachman Litzlan, the end of Sinai Shal Yisrael. Or by Esther the Tzadekas, that there was a shade, that Esther had, there was a shade that was looked like Esther. But even Al Pinigla, the fact that Esther could come out with a chiddush of Esther Karka Oil Moisa, that shows that even when they were supposed to mamish become Besaram Echad, it just can't happen. Esther was Megala that it just can't happen. Because a Yid is Tzaf Lamala. And that was the Yeshua of Purim. And that's the mistake that Haman made. Haman thought that after the Sudas Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael completely, they went down. Instead of being Tzof Lamala, they went down, they mixed with other liquids, and they didn't surface, they didn't come to the top, and therefore he thought it'd have Shlita over them. And then when Haman Taka saw that things were turning, and after taking Mordechai riding on the horse through the town, so Zeresh and his Oyavim, when they heard what happened, what did they tell him? Imi Zera Yehudi Mordechai, Hashachilois Olimpa Lefonov, Leisucha Loi Kinofoil Tipo Lefonov. And you do the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, why is that double lashon of Nofel Tipo? Torash Vibhuda by Eloi, Uma Zu Meshula LaOfor Meshula LaKechovim. Kshem Yerdin, Yerdin Ad La'ofa. Kshem Oilin, Oilin Ad HaKechovim. In other words, the Oymek Einin is, the Heligat Tiferes Shleima says, that when you see a terrible nefila of Yidin, you know, we know it's unnatural. Unnatural that the Yidin should have a terrible nefila. Why is it unnatural? Because of what we're saying over here. Because Klal Yisrael is Nimshal HaShemen. And HaShemen naturally is Tzaf Lamala. The Shalheves is Oylam Eileo. And if you see the Yidin falling and falling and falling, then it's unnatural. And therefore if it's unnatural, it's only a Hachana. It's only a Hachana for a Mordek Aliyah. And therefore this is what Zeresh and the Oyavim of Chah, and the advisors of the Oyavim, of Haman told him, if you see Klal Yisrael going down so much, you must should have realized you made a bad mistake. You should have realized that it's unnatural. And therefore, now that you see Mordechai starting to go up, now you're finished, Haman. Now Klal Yisrael is going to be naturally tzof lemalo. And that's the bechina of Mordechai. Mordechai is the Shemen Amishcha. Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, Shnemo Mordoroi, Moridachio, which is the psalmim they put into the Shemen Amishcha. Klal Yisrael is the bechina Shemen, the Shemen Amishcha, the noble oil, the royal oil that's always tzof lemalo. And Mordechai was taka oimed, he was elevated, he was promoted, he was oila lemalo. And Haman was yerd mata mata. Whoever wants to stop Klal Yisrael from being oil lamala has to know that even if he pushes and suppresses Klal Yisrael, it's unnatural and it's not a dover shekayoma. But that's the schus, and that's the schus that brought about the Yeshua, and therefore the hachana to Purim is takapashas tetzave. Every yid has to feel, and every yid has to think to himself all the time how fortunate he is to be a yid, and we discussed it in other shiurim. And that's the whole ness of Purim. Ki nafal pachat ha-Yehudim, v'rabim me'ame aretz nisyadim. Even the goyim saw the mile of the Yid. They saw the Shemen being tzaf lemala. They saw how a Yid is gewaltig, the mile of the meyuchad of the Yid. They saw how a Yid is Shemen zay yizoch. They saw how the Shmarim just got sifted away and Klal Yisrael came out in their natural glory. And that's why Ish Yehudi, hayam shushna b'motchai ha-Yehudi, this Megillah is going to be Megala, the Kedush of a Yid. That's one mahalach in understanding all this. But there's another mahalach which is not really another mahalach. It's really the same thing as we just said, but in different words. This idea of the Shemen not mixing, of the Shemen being tzaf lemala, teaches us a Mordechai Yesod and a Mordechai Mechayev, that just like Shemen doesn't compromise, Shemen goes to the top, Shemen doesn't compromise, so too Klal Yisrael that's compared to Shemen mustn't compromise. Klal Yisrael has to realize that they mustn't mix and mingle, and they mustn't compromise with Goyim. They mustn't say, yeah, on one hand, when we're in the Beis HaMedrash, we're a Yid, or but outside, we have to get on with the Goyim, we have to make compromises, we have to talk like them, we mustn't make too many Avdolos between us and the Goyim. Chas v'shalom. Here in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Rebbein Shalom is showing us that Klal Yisrael is Shemen, and Shemen is Tzof Lamala. Shemen cannot compromise. Shemen cannot mix and doesn't compromise. So too a Yid mustn't compromise. A Yid has to stand betoikev, just like the Shemen is oimed betoikev and doesn't compromise. He doesn't let itself mix. Klal Yisrael mustn't. We mustn't let ourselves mix. Shemen corresponds to Toikev. And just like in the story of Hanukkah, over the Shemen, they were Moisa Nefesh. And they went and fought against the Goyim, because over there, a lot of Yidin, Rachman Latzlan, became Misyavnim. And the symbol of Yidin becoming Misyavnim, the symbol of compromises with Goyim, was the fact that the Yevonim were metameh the Shemen, because the Shemen corresponds to the purity that's tzof lemala. Shemen doesn't compromise. The Yevonim were metameh the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. They were metameh the Shemen used for the menorah. And therefore that's why that koyach was a koyach, that this, the uniqueness of the Shemen, the uniqueness of a Yid feeling that he's tzof lemala was nifgam. They were poigim that feeling that a Yid feels that he mustn't compromise because he's tzof lemala. And that's what led the Yidin Nebuch to be misyavnim, so many Yidin. And therefore that's why they were moisa nefesh, To get Shemen Tor, to bring Klal Yisrael back. They were oimed betoikif. Matisyo, they came, Rabbi Miad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biat Ahoyim, Rashom Biat Tzadikim, they were oimed betoikif, and they went out to be Loichem El Chemes Hashem, Il Hashem Ilai. And that's what the Ness of Chanukah, that they found Shemen Zai Zoch, they found Shemen Tor, that lasted Alpi Ness for all the 8 days. The tkifus of Matisyo was the tkifus of Shemen Zayizach, of Shemen Tahira. Shemen Tor. When does a person need tkifas? When things are difficult, then he has to be oymed betoykif. A person has to stand for his morals and his principles and his ekroinus of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, when the menorah was lit, me'erev at boike lifnei Hashem. That even in a bechina of erev, even in a bechina of taruvos, erev stands for taruvos, even when there's a big nesoyin of yes making a taruvos, of yes mixing together. Oh, but the shemen doesn't mix, the shemen is tzof lemala. And therefore, when you light the shemen, the erev, it's mevarer all the taruvos that there is between the yidin and the goyim, and it separates the yidin from the goyim. And that's the yisod, light the menorah, may erev at boike, to be mevarer and to clear up all the taruvos. That's the same bechin as we discussed before. For the Indian of Yom Kippur, the Indian of Yom Kippur had to be Megala. That the Havdalah, the Vayavdel, the Havdalah between Yaakov and Esau, between the Yidin and the Goyim. The greatest Havdalah that there is throughout the year in the Beis HaMikdash was the Dam of the Soil Hashem going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Soil Azazel going all the way down and being thrown off the cliff. That was the greatest Havdalah of two animals that looked exactly the same as we just mentioned before. The mile of the Yid, the Tkifus of a Yid, not compromising, and that's the whole, that's what, that was the Tkifus of Mordechai in the story of Megillah. The story of the Megillah, Mordechai especially positioned himself and endangered him and the whole Klal Yisrael by standing with Nehama. Mordechai understood that Klal Yisrael lost their tkifus. They were Nehanim Sedos and Shalach HaShveirosh. They lost their tkifus. They weren't fighting for their Ekronot. They wanted to mix and mingle. They wanted to make compromises with the Goyim, to mix with Goyim. Nehanim Sedos and Shalach HaShveirosh. Mordechai understood the only way to avert this is by showing tkifus, by going in front of Haman and being Lo Yichre V'Lo Yishtachave. This was the Toikef. And therefore, Taka, at the end of the Megillah, Gevaltik, V'chol Masei, Tokfoy Ugvurosoy Proshus Gdudus Mordechai. The Megillah ends with the Tkifus of Mordechai. Chol Tokfoy, and there's a story and there's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that if you start from Ish Yehudi Hoya Beshushan Abira, so then your Yoitz already Megillah says that, because the Ike is Vatichtoiv, the pasuk before, the end of Perek Tes says Vatichtoiv Esther Malkabas Vatichai, and Mordechai Yehudi is called Toikev. And what is this called Toikev? So one shit in the Gemara is the Toikev of Mordechai. So therefore, if your Yoitzah Megillah from Ish Yehudi, or Yeshushim Abira, because that's the ink of the Megillah, the Tkifus of Mordechai. Vatichtev Esther Malka Mordechai Yehudi is called Toikev. V'chol Ma'aseh Berg Yud Pasuk Beis. V'chol Ma'aseh Tokvoy Ugvurasoy Hufrashes Gurus Mordechai Shegid La'Amelech. The whole story, the whole Megillah Esther, the whole Hatzola on the Yeshua of the Yidden in Megillas Esther is because of the Toikef of Mordechai. And that's what we have to come out. That's what we have to come out. We have to come out with a chizuk and a mechayev from the whole story of Purim, that we don't mix. We don't mix. We stand for tkifus. We don't mix. We don't compromise with goyim. We are nimshal shemen. Shemen of mishchok. Shemen. Shemen of menorah. Shemen zayzoch, shemen that has a tkifus that it's tzaf lemala, it doesn't mix with any liquids. And if we're compared to shemen, so then we also don't, and we also mustn't mix with any other liquids. Ben Shalom should help us. This piece that we just said, and be'erach the same piece that we just said before, we should be zeicha to always remember how lucky and how fortunate and how special we are. And always remember that we don't have any compromises, that we should live a life of Am Levodav Yishkoin, Hobagoyim Lo Yischashov. And that, Mitzvah Shem, should be Zoycha to the Geula Shleim of Amitis from Herb Yomeinu Hamein. And that explains us Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahala V'Sameicha. What's the Bechin of Shoshana? So the Shoshana is based on the pasuk of Shir Hashirim. The Klal Yisrael is k'Shoshana ben Achoichim, like a rose between the thorn bushes. The Goyim are around us, and Klal Yisrael is a beautiful Shoshana. And the Rashi says, the Mefarshim say over there, the Mitzudas explains that the Goyim are always trying to entice us to join them, entice us to invite us to all the Yetzaharas, to invite us to their culture, always trying to make us feel part and parcel that we should make compromises and join them. But Klal Yisrael, the pasuk of k'Shoshana ben Achoichim, is the pasuk that the Mefarshim say there. And Shashirim, that Klal Yisrael turns them down. Klal Yisrael remains a Shoshana, remains a beautiful Shoshana ben Achoichim. The rose grows on a thorn bush. To see the oimek, a difference between the rose and the thorn bush, the Yidin and the Goyim. So that's why Shoshana's Yaakov Tzahal Avasamecha, Beroisim Yachad, starts with the beginning of Shoshana.